Reedy.
You've got mail.
It's time.
You have mail.
For Reedy's mail.
Well done, Reedy.
Brent Reed, an integral member of the Triple M NRL team and writer for The Australian. Very quickly, we just spoke about the Parramatta situation.
Yeah.
Who do you expect to be there next year out of those players we spoke about, realistically?
Well, Ferguson's an interesting one because Newcastle are in for Blake Ferguson as well. Mm. Look, the Roosters would like to keep Blake Ferguson, but Blake's been playing for unders there because they re-signed him last year when he was in a bit of trouble. And I think Blake Ferguson, his management view this next contract as one where he can make some genuine money. I don't think the Roosters will pay him that because they see him as a winger. So if it comes down to money, he won't be at the Roosters. He'll be either at Newcastle or Parramatta. I don't think Parramatta was sold on him, but I think after meeting him, Brad Arthur met him last week, sat down and spoke to him. I think he walked away pretty impressed with Blake because if you sit down with Blake when he hasn't had a drink, he's a top fella, a great fella. So I think, you know, Newcastle are definitely in him. I think it'll end up at one of those two clubs. I don't know which one. The Morris boys is an interesting one as well because there's several clubs after both interested in both Morrises. And the Bulldogs have said to their manager, Dave Riolo, look, Dave, we understand that you're out looking at other clubs, but you and obviously their salary cap situation has improved in the last couple of days with Moses and Aaron going. They've said to Dave Riolo, look, keep us informed. Give us an opportunity. We want a chance to maybe make these guys an offer down the track. Come back to us when you've negotiated with these other clubs and give us an idea of where it's at. The Smokey with Brett Morris, I reckon, St. George. They're looking for a winger. And, you know, Jason Nightingale is probably going to retire at the end of this year. Be a great story going back to his old club. I'm not sure how far that's progressed, but I reckon that's one to keep an eye on. Josh, I'm not sure, but he's definitely got options in the NRL, and I think he'll stay in the NRL somewhere. It wouldn't surprise me if he stays at Canterbury.
Mm. Yeah, well, they've both got some, at least 2 years to offer. You know, they're both.
I think they've had good years this year.
They've been
particularly Josh.
Will Hopewadi and them two in the back line have been fantastic, and up front, Josh Jackson and Clemmer have held their own as well. But what about Blake Austin? What's his go?
Well, I mean, the situation in Canberra is obviously that they're not making him an offer. They made him a massive offer last year, which he rejected. He said, I want more. He held out. He backed himself and it's backfired on him because the offer's not there now.
Wow.
And there is not an offer on the table for Blake Austin at Canberra. I don't think there will be. So he's basically up for grabs. Parramatta, obviously, I don't think Corey Norman will be at the club next year. I think that's a fait accompli. I'd be stunned if Jared's there because, you know, they're obviously talking to Blake and the Morris brothers and you know, I'm not sure where Jared fits in with all that happening. So, you know, they need a 5'8", obviously, unless they move Gutherson to 6. So Blake Austin's obviously an option there. And I'm not sure money-wise how much Blake would be asking for now, given, you know, he hasn't got a lot of options on the table by the sounds of it. So he could be a good pickup for them.
Well, Reedy, let's move on from Parramatta and Canberra, the nation's capital. Jack Whiten. It's come out today that he has been pled guilty to assaulting 5 men and urinating in public on a night out celebrating his birthday in February. He entered the plea in the ACT Magistrates Court this morning to 2 charges of assaulting occasional bodily harm, 3 counts of common assault and 1 charge of public urination. He's been stood down for this weekend's game against the Broncos. Where is his future at for the remainder of 2018?
So basically what's happened is Canberra had a decision to make today. If they didn't stand him down, the NRL was going to come over the top and stand him down this weekend because they watched CCTV footage of the incident today and basically they felt after watching that, they had no choice. He had to be stood down this weekend. Now, Canberra will go away next week and make a decision on whether how long he's stood down for, but you know, I would think they've got to stand him down for at least a month or again the NRL will come over the top and suspend him for that long. If you remember Jacob Loco and I think it was Georgie Tafua a few years ago, they had a fight in public.
Yep.
They were suspended, I think, for 4 games each from memory. Well, this is worse. So you would imagine, you know, that was 2 guys fighting each other, 2 footballers. This is a guy actually fighting members of the public and several of them. So I'd be stunned if he doesn't get anywhere up to 6 weeks or more.
So the NRL have seen and viewed the footage.
They've seen, they watched it today, MG.
Upon viewing it, they've said, no, he can't play.
Yeah, they watched the footage today, and I think basically their reaction was, this bloke can't play this weekend. So, you know, as I said, those guys got four games a few years ago. This is worse. You know, you've got to say this is worse, given it's members of the public he's fought with. It's more than one. I'd be stunned. You know, he may be lucky to play again this year. I think he probably will play again this year.
They can't win without him.
Well, they can't. I think we can put a line through him now.
Yeah.
And they're playing, it's 8th v 9th taking on the Broncos this weekend. This is a team that if they wanted to play finals, they would need to beat. Ricky Stewart must be pulling his hair out because he's just got Hodgson back.
Yes.
And now he loses Jack Whiten, who is leading the club for try assists and metres run this year. And even if it's just for this weekend, but Reedy, as you say, more likely for at least a month, that's games missing against the Broncos, the Bulldogs, the Cowboys and the Sharks, all winnable potentially. So there goes the Raiders season.
Yeah, you feel for the all concerned.
There's a journo. Always
scoop,
at work.
He's got a scoop now.
That's a carton of beer, I think.
That's a keg.
Till he's new.
Yeah, but it is. It's intriguing. And look, if Raiders can manage a win against Broncos, we might see some more development next week.
The only positive I would say for the Raiders is they've got Nick Kotrick. And long term, I think they believe Nick Kotrick. In fact, there's talk at the club next year about, well, there was talk about Jack Whiten moving to six and Nick Kotrick playing fullback for them next year. So they've got Nick Kotrick there. He can play fullback. He's obviously a really good player. So that's the only positive I would say. They've got Nick Kotrick in the system, ready to go at fullback, and he's a pretty handy fill-in.